The Poison Creek Path runs between Main Street and the Iron Horse District and is one of the busiest trails used in Park City. With bikers, hikers, and skateboards all using the 8-foot-wide path, it can become very congested on busy holidays. The plan is to widen the path where possible and to stripe it where it can't be widened. City Manager Diane Foster says additional hiking trails will be improved that will allow hikers to use trails which parallel the pathway on the creek side.
So there are pieces on there where people can get going pretty fast. And I learned the other day that actually there's one piece where I guess someone launched themselves off a berm on a bicycle and hit someone on the path in the air. So we'll be looking at creating some safety improvements along there, as well as width. It's quite a popular path.
The cost is estimated at $3,100. Construction should start in mid-May and be completed in July. The council will also get an update on the parking management program. This winter, the city decided to bag the contract parking enforcement team and use in-house staff. Foster says it's been a success. Not only are less tickets being issued, she says the public appreciates having well-informed staff to answer questions and give directions by people who live here.
Council wanted more of something more similar to what we do in police, where we do community resort policing, and they wanted that for the parking enforcement as well. What's been interesting is that I learned recently half of the tickets we give out are actually warnings. And I saw an email the other day from somebody from out of town who was visiting who got a warning ticket, and they were actually really pleased. And they said, look, I didn't understand I was parking illegally. I really appreciate the warning, and I won't do it again, and thanks, and I'll be back. And I think that's really something that council's been interested in, as well as it's a very knowledgeable group. So the people who are on the ground are people of the community, and when someone has a question, you know, they end up being ambassadors as well as parking enforcement.
Even though less revenue is coming in because fewer tickets are being written, she says it doesn't affect the city's bottom line.
We do not use parking enforcement as a way to raise money. It doesn't make sense in this town. It is primarily to make sure that we have space for visitors to park. And in fact, Kent Cash and I were meeting yesterday and talking about, he and Jonathan Weidenhammer are looking at a pilot project where we do some test periods where we ask employees in the Main Street Corps to park out at the Richardson Flat Park and Ride or park off-site, specifically because we do need to prioritize visitor parking in the Main Street Corps.
Even though it's becoming more difficult to find parking during busy times, she says at this point there's no talk about reducing the hours of free parking in China Bridge from 6 hours back down to 4.
Staff believes that what we're getting is more employees parking longer versus we don't believe that the average person stays in the Main Street Corps for 6 hours. We think you're seeing more generally the 3 to 4 hour time frame. However, at this point, we're not making a recommendation to change that.
The council will also get an update on the Connect bus that travels between Park City and Salt Lake. The city council is being asked whether it will subsidize this mass transit for another year to the tune of some $236,000.
The city and county each put in $236,000 every year to subsidize this. And up until last year, the UTA was also putting in a subsidy. They're now, their subsidy's been removed. And if we look at the numbers, for example, in January, we had over 7,000 riders in the month. And if you look at, there's a wonderful chart on page 28 of the staff report that can be found on parkcity.org. And it's just been growth, year-over-year growth, which is exactly what we had forecasted, and it's a successful program.
Foster says as changes are made in the price and route, ridership has gone up. She says they plan to do more marketing, really targeting the University of Utah student. She isn't sure how many more riders it'll take to at least break even, but guessed that it could be at least a third more. Still, she believes the subsidy is worth it. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.